the next question in the survey is for integrity. It's all things considered, people who know me would say my integrity is ... Explanation for this, integrity is based on your ethics, morals, as well as your sense of feeling whole. Now that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought about your sense of feeling whole, but now that I see it in writing, I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. Potential answers you could have are, one, a word they do not associate with my name. They see me as having little or no integrity. I'm so glad that's not me. Two, a work in progress. They tell me my integrity is improving. Three, too much for them. They wish was less honest more often. And four, the reason why they love me so much. Now, here's an interesting thing on they wish I was less honest more often. I've got stories that go, I remember one time I was in, I believe it was the 8th grade. The teacher was going over the answers to a test we had taken the day before. And as we were going through, I realized that she had given me a higher score than I actually should have received, which kind of confused me. So at the end of the class, I walked up to her and I said, I think you gave me a higher score than I deserved. And she looked at me like I was from another planet. And she literally goes, so you want me to drop your grade? I'm like, I'm confused. And she goes, okay. She dropped my grade and it was no big deal. But that kind of situation has happened to me over and over because my first response to any situation is completely open and honest. It doesn't even occur to me to lie. So it's kind of funny because, I mean, when you read this, they wish I was less honest more often, you'd think, well, why would anyone think that? And yet I have experienced that time and time again where people are like, Karma, what are you doing? Hush, hush.
So are you going to be brave enough and answer number three?
Yes, I am going to answer number three because I am often, quote unquote, too honest.
Aha. So warning, folks, you decide to go through the class here with Karma. Looks like Karma, mirror, mirror on the wall, is not going to mirror back to them, not what you think they should hear, but what they need to hear.
I do my best to do that. Yes, definitely. And it would be nice. I mean, has anyone ever answered the reason why they love me so much?
This question is based on this slippery idea of integrity. And in chapter 9, we talk about ethics and integrity. Now, if you recall, ethics, I give you this simplified, easy way of thinking about ethics, word equal deed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Karma, if I tell you that I'm going to show up at your door at 6 o'clock tonight, and when you open the door, I'm going to smash you with a water balloon. And I show up at your door at 6 o'clock tonight and I splatter you with a water balloon, I am a high in ethical person.
Just not very nice.
Now, that's morals.
Aha.
Morals is a little slipperier slope, and we get into that with ethics and integrity. Integrity, unfortunately, sponges up a bit of moral sauce in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my goal in chapter 9 is helping you see your worth increases as your ethics and as your integrity gel and align.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's cooking there.
Interesting. This topic has come up for me a lot in the past couple of months. And there's so many different ways to look at integrity, but they all boil down to word equals deed.
Yep.